Welcome back to Misinformation This Week. I'm Zach. Weller's on vacation in Europe. And so I give you Eric.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back, Eric.
Thank you, sir.
How is it to have your own microphone?
It's weird. It's like having my own little black mini cock staring me in the face the whole time.
Well, we all know that there's no such thing as a black mini cock, don't we? let's tell the truth.
I know not from experience.
Couple quick things we need to cover before we get into the fucking meat and potatoes of this business is we got some emails.
Oh.
Yeah, that's something we're not used to having, and we finally got some. So we got to give the shout-outs to the people who sent us an emails right out of the fucking gate. Amy basically sent us an email to mock our pathetic logo.
Hmm.
Yeah, as you know, we're having a logo design contest right now.
Yes.
So put up or shut up. That's what I say to her. All right, so.
Kind of like put out or get out.
She'd probably do that, too.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if one of us was single and looking to mingle.
All right.
Get up in there and eat that. I'll tell you what. So she said that basically it Comic Sans is the font chosen by kindergartners the world over.
Wow.
That's hurtful shit, isn't it?
She just punched you right in the kidney.
Well, you know, and to which I responded, it took me 20 minutes, bitch. All right, so I didn't say bitch, but I will now, Amy. Miss you. Hippie. Right. She was in the Peace Corps for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
Yes.
Is that, that's not your same friend that you knew from that was in Uzbekistan.
It's the same one.
All right, cool.
All right. All right, so Amy, thanks for the email basically emasculating us and not doing anything positive.
I know only good things.
About crayons.
Well, no, I just figured I basically led into the fact that you've talked about her before, so I figured I'd throw you a bone and say, he only said good things.
I don't think that I've ever said anything bad about her.
I don't really remember, but I was trying to clear your name.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever had anything bad to say about her. She's good shit. What else we got? JK from QuickStopEntertainment.com. Currently in the throes of designing a logo that, from what I've seen, rivals. Has not bested yet, but rivals none other than Antonio Bay.
Really?
It's some good quality shit he's working on.
Ooh.
And he teased a little bit that he had set up a photo shoot with a certain platinum blonde that may or may not live in his household. To which I say, extra kudo points, sir. Extra kudo points.
Well done.
If you can put a hot chick on our logo, we need all the help we can get. So, you know, that'd be nice. And, you know, hey, I don't think hot chicks are the choice of kindergartners the world over. Do you? No.
No.
We got the little. He actually sent. JK actually commented on the Podbean account, which nobody ever goes there. DTCB, every once in a while, send a little something there. The Podbean account, people don't like that to have to go to another website to get their business. No, they want to get it through iTunes or fuck all.
Give me convenience or give me nothing.
Indeed. And that's why, yeah. I feel the same way, and that's why my physique has steadily lost ground over the past couple of years.
Backsliding. Plan you.
Why are you going to do that to that poor girl?
I couldn't help it backsliding, and then I just, you know, I had perfect imagery off your words from that little snippet of her pushing herself back.
Oh, yeah, she'll back right up into that bitch.
That's a backslide there.
Yeah, and it should be noted that in a past show when we were discussing sexual technique and a woman who we'll continue to call Blanya to save her.
To no way rhymes with her actual name.
No. That would just be tasteless and tacky.
Yes.
She had a penchant for the anal sex, and it just so happens that Eric actually knows her. We know her. We both know. He doesn't know her in the carnal way.
And not from the same support group.
No. No. But yes, so he's getting a chuckle from the anal sex.
It's so difficult not to.
Because you see her often.
Daily.
And what do you think when you see her every time?
Backsliding.
Yeah, you think butt sex every time you see that girl.
I think all kinds of dirty things.
Now back me up. Would the best investment by this girl be or not be a boob job?
It would be not B.
What?
Bigger than B.
No, they're definitely at the...
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
No, that would be a very good choice, because as you said, you know, where do you go from there? You got nothing to grab onto.
Yeah, you're getting her from the back, and you
and
go...
And pushing her head into the wall at the same time.
Yeah, the wall, the old it's mahogany. Like
the worst version of Pong ever for her. Best version of Pong ever for you.
Yeah, I'm she's amateur paddle, I'm professional paddle. That's what's happening there. Dunk, 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 dunk. Done.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think a boob job would be in her favor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should leave this poor girl alone.
I think we should go back to emails.
Right. So, back to emails. Yeah. Antonio Bay, I thought he tricked me. He tricked me because I thought he was going to answer the challenge of the whole logo design contest. But he answered it in writing and saying basically that he acknowledged that the contest was going on.
Yay.
Not that he was taking part, just that he acknowledged it was going on. And his reasoning was that Aaron has exclusive rights to him, which Aaron purchased. Aaron Poole from Cabin Fever.
Sure.
Purchased with hugs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How do you up that?
Well, I can pretty much raise his hugs and see him. The hug, pat, hug, man kiss.
All right.
They're in Europe, right?
Yeah.
So the man kiss is acceptable
over
there.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, it's not like tongue. It's just greeting, like, on each cheek. That one. Yeah, I learned about that in French class. Thanks. So that makes it okay, right?
I think so.
So, Antonio Bay, I say to you, I see Aaron's hugs, and I raise you a pat back, open palm circle hug. Right?
I'm with you.
A fist thump hug.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then a... hug for 5 to 6 seconds, because 10 seconds is too long and uncomfortable hug. Let's see Aaron Poole beat that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I think I got him.
Dude, that's like the triple Lindy of hugs right there.
Well, and then a fucking Poole, right? Okay. Antonio Bay hasn't been posting a whole lot lately. And so Poole's like, hey, get back to work. You know what I asked Antonio Bay? I asked him if he was okay, right? I said, you know what you need to do, buddy? Is someone there watching you? All right. Are you alone? Blink once. Blink once for no. Blink twice for I need help. Okay. All right. Because I worry about you, Antonio Bay.
Zach is playing the role of the concerned guy.
I'm not playing a role. Okay. This is really me. This is me talking to you, Antonio Bay. Are you okay? Hello. Hello. Is anybody out there? Just not if you can hear me. Is anyone at home?
It's got a lot more awkward now that I have to sit directly across from you.
Why?
Just the gaze to look upon your face, the eyes kind of glassed over. I'm a little,
That could be the Miller Lite.
I don't know what it is, but ooh.
Yeah. What? So you're basically admitting that you could see there was true feeling in what I just said.
Yes, indeed.
Right. Did you hear that?
True emotion.
Yeah. And not that I'm by any means trying to, like, you know, ruin JK's chances of winning this competition, but I think anytime there is another competitor in a competition,
then it's actually a competition.
Right, by definition.
Yeah.
And therefore, people will work harder and try to do their best work. So I think that if you can bring in Antonio Bay to compete against JK, we're looking at a bang-up, whiz-bang fucking logo design contest here, eh? Right?
Is that, you got the two competitors, then, or the one and the potential, is that all you got?
So far. Really? I'm not having a lot of people biting on this deal. Well, I did just have a kid today say that he wanted, I don't even know who he is, he's a new poster.
He's 75.
He could be. who was saying that if he had a picture of Weller, he had some designs in mind. But Weller's left for Europe, or leaves for Europe in like 4 hours. So we're recording late. We always record late, but it's 1:30 in the a.m. here. We're party animals.
It's true.
Yeah, so Weller's leaving. He's not going to be here. That's why Eric's here recording. Oh, and I suppose I should tell everybody about my fucking tremendous fuck-up.
Go for it.
Yeah, okay. So Weller and I recorded a show and banked it last week. Full-on show.
Over an hour.
Yeah, hour-long show. And I listened to it, last week, we had talked about some cool shit, like Estelle Getty. You know, she passed away a couple weeks ago, and we had all that stuff in there, and I was all set for my theme music to be the theme to Golden Girls, you know. Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, man.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heartbeat's true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Yeah, that song?
Yeah.
Right. So we were going to, I was going to use that, the song as my, the intro song. I had it all fucking planned out, and I was all excited about it. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to clean up some space on my hard drive, and I dumped all the source files right into the fucking pooper.
Stupid son of a bitch.
I blandied those sons of bitches.
You did.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you'd blandied them, you would have backed them up.
Nice.
So clearly you did not.
Nice.
But
high five.
For a minute, I thought you were trying to tell me that the Estelle Getty was like Weller's new crazy top to the gypsy cabbage that he had come up with.
No, no. I
was terrified to hear what that was going to be.
Well, what you do is you get...
you fill it to pens, and then you...
You get three senior citizen ladies, and you move them into a house together.
Oh, God.
And then you come in, and you lord over them with your Sicilian charm, and then fuck them all. And I call that the Estelle Getty.
Oh, my God.
No, I... Where do they come up with the shit? Like, the names for weird sexual...
I know, I was still... Up until the Gypsy Cabbage, which he made up, the strangest one I had ever heard of was the Alaskan Pipeline. Have you ever heard of that one?
No, do tell.
I don't know where people come up with this shit. Apparently, the Alaskan Pipeline, what you do is you shit in a condom, and, you know, you shape it,
right.
And then you tie it off, and you put it in the freezer, and you freeze it. Then you use said condom full of poopy to give it to the chick there.
Dude, they can't see it. It's not TV.
You fuck the chick with the poop-filled frozen condom.
So it's like
an
ice.
And it's cold and poopy-filled, and you fuck them, so hence the Alaskan Pipeline.
It's a poopy dildo?
Yes.
Basically?
So then, you know, you're getting into it, and things heat up. What does that become as it starts to mush out there?
It becomes pudding.
The jello pudding pop.
The jello pudding.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just, we...
Who the fuck comes up with that?
I don't know.
I mean...
It was a trial and error. People just try the most ridiculous things they can think of, and, oh, that's my new one. Spread it.
Well, and think, I mean, like, that takes a lot of fucking time.
It does.
It's not just like, it's not like the fucking Spider-Man, where you're humping the chick from behind, you fucking pull out, come in your hand, tap her on the shoulder, and... You know?
Exactly.
It's not like the Spider-Man. So, and that's like a spur-of-the-moment thing, or like the Houdini.
Yeah.
Where you're fucking her, you pull out, spit on her back, and then she turns around and looks at you, and you go, ta-da!
Exactly.
And throw it in her face, you know? It's a completely different deal.
It's,
you know?
No dirty pirate.
No, 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 it's
no
not.
Dirty, no,
it's
that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Arr. And then I suppose we should tell the people, if they, for those of you who don't know, the dirty pirate is when you're fucking a chick from behind. And then, well, there's two incarnations. One is where you're fucking her from behind, and you pull it out real quick and stick it in her butt, and she turns around and looks at you with that weird look in her eye, and the one eye squinty, and goes, "Arr!" You know. And
I prefer the other.
Where you kick her in the shin?
Yeah, you kick her in the shin and blast her in the eye, and then she hobbles around squinting at you.
Arr! Exactly. You do that. Yeah, yeah.
That's the good one right there.
That is a good one, but that takes a lot of movement.
Mm-hmm.
And really, as Jenny will probably attest, I'm not much into the movement in bed. These days. No, I'm really Kevin Smithing it in bed. If I could keep my shirt on, I would anymore.
Wow.
I don't feel sexy. Not even a little bit.
What happened?
Pablo's burritos.
Mm, that'll do it.
Soda pop.
Yeah.
Which I'm off of right now.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm off. I'm off the soda pop. I'm off the coffee.
Really?
First 3 days were a bitch, man. Headaches, fucking shakes. didn't feel right. Nothing felt good at all, my whole, but I feel great now. I mean, and I haven't even really been, usually I ride my bicycle to work, and I haven't done that in a few days, but I feel almost cleansed. I think it was the caffeine, man. It was fucking me up.
Poison.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I hope it'll do that same thing where I lost like 15 pounds last time I went off caffeine.
Careful.
Yeah.
Talk about your caffeine kicking, and Bob Saget's gonna ask if you ever sucked dick for some caffeine.
That's not normal.
Oh, Oh my God.
What?
I mean, yes.
Way to make me feel better. I appreciate that.
That's cool. Don't worry, I went through the same thing.
Sucking dick.
Except, look at me. I haven't given up on anything.
Well, see, that's the bad thing. We went on diets at the exact same time. And you, let's be honest, you had a little bit more to lose than I did.
I lost more.
And you lost a shit ton of weight.
I did.
I lost quite a bit of weight. I mean, you know, not nearly as impressive as you. Which fuck you, by the way.
Because they did, okay? It came back, all right?
it did come back, God, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But here's what pissed me off. We were working at the same place at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going all fucking super healthy and all proud of myself. And, you know, and I went from 200 pounds, and on a 5'7" frame, 200 pounds is, you know.
So you're like health kick and losing some pounds, feeling good, and then I'm just like, meth. Seriously,
there's
people,
that.
That's what's funny about it. If you're, you know, if you're
lovable,
husky,
if you're lovable,
fluffy, whatever you want to call it, and you lose significant amounts of weight, the people that don't feel comfortable talking to you directly about it, you'll hear them asking people, is he sick? Does he have something? What's he on? Do you think he's doing something? I had somebody ask me if I had cancer or anything.
So in order to make them feel more comfortable, you put it back on.
I shaved my head.
Well, you know, like, that was the thing. Like, you lost so much weight. Yeah. I mean, you lost a people.
I lost a few. I lost, like, 3 bags of that Morton's system salt.
Well, and so we're losing weight at the same time, and I'm all proud of myself. I'm, you know, running miles and shit, and I come into weight, and you know what people say to me? Like, hey, Zach, yeah? Have you seen how much weight Eric's lost?
I know.
Well, you guys are assholes, all right?
It's true.
I mean, good on you, buddy, but I was pissed.
It's back on me.
Yeah, that's true. I've gained a lot of mine back,
dude,
too.
I don't know what happened. It's just like sneak attack.
Well, I went from 200 to 155, and now I'm back up to 180. And probably today, after going camping this weekend, I'm probably at like 182, 183. So, and you're a lot taller than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now in proportionate, you still lost a hell of a lot more weight than I did.
Yeah, I did, but
even if you go pound, you know,
I gained it back.
But it's because you're happy.
Am I?
Yeah.
Is that what this is like?
I think that's
Jesus.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like
you got fucked in the happy department, didn't you?
Yeah.
See, you found a girl who loves you for you, and now look at you.
It's a good thing, because this would have ended up real sad.
Do you think you would have put the weight back on if you wouldn't have met the love of your life?
I don't think so. I was, you know, I was in a real good groove to where I actually, and this is going to sound disturbing, but I enjoyed working out.
Oh, yeah.
I felt weird if I didn't. I felt bad. I was moody if I didn't.
Yeah, that goes away, though, after a while.
Now I feel the opposite. I feel moody if you say workout. Like, ready to rip a throat out.
Like, it's sad. Like, we were working out together and, like, going for bike rides and stuff. And now it's just like, man, you know what sounds better? Watching a movie.
Yeah. Like, you know what goes good with movies? Buffet line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Set it up.
And pound for pound, man, I can eat. I can probably hover with you. Pound for pound.
Yeah, it's
But speaking of eating, though, I lost the shit out of that bet. Did I tell you about the hot dog bet?
I read your post about it there.
Oh, fuck. Well, I got hornswoggled, all right? Because it started, it was 14 hot dogs in a half an hour with buns.
Right.
Okay, that's pretty easy.
Did they get you the water to dip the bun in?
I can't do that. That'll make me puke.
Okay.
Yeah. But the guy was like, I was overconfident.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'll do it. And no, he changed it to bratwurst, not me.
Oh.
And it ended up being 10 bratwursts in 20 minutes with 8.5 buns. Talk about fucking sensory
overload.
How far
did you get, though?
5.5.
Jesus.
In 12 minutes.
Now, was the problem that you were, like, just so sick of the taste it was going to make you puke?
Yes. Yes, because after I finally said, you know what, I can't do this, I ate a brownie and a Diddly bar.
I was going to say, because there's no way that, you know, 8 brats, I mean, if you can take down a Pablo's burrito and still have room, you know, after that, you should be able to pop.
Like, 2 days later, I went and got a Pablo's burrito and a quesadilla. And I ate the whole Pablo's burrito and one of the slices from the quesadilla, and then finished the rest of the quesadilla about 2 hours later.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was, well, as I'm eating my third brat, and, like, that was at about 8 minutes, right? I'm eating this brat, and I'm going, you know what, guys? Remind me next time I make a bet where I'm eating something I like. Because I'm eating this fucking bratwurst, and it's just terrible.
Just slowly punishing your soul.
And as yet another example of the fact that it wasn't that I was full, to get that half of one down, I put sauerkraut on it. So I actually added more food to it.
Just to change up, though.
Yeah, because the taste, like even sitting here right now, my mouth is watering in that bad way.
Ugh.
And bratwurst are hard to eat, man. Like, they're very, like, you know, because they have that skin on the outside that when you bite into it, it snaps.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
I got the worst cramp in my fucking jaw while I'm eating. And now I'm like, wow, now I know what my girlfriends felt like when they were blowing guys before me. Because this is what it feels like to have a huge fucking hog in your mouth, right? You know, now they're like, you're not even hitting the sides.
No.
Okay. And I say they like it's plural now. I'm getting married, for Christ's sake. There's no they anymore. Wow.
It was amazing. What depresses me is, though, like, how quickly it came back to me.
Wow, you came back on mic there with a fucking fury.
Sorry. Yeah, right. I thought you were waving me
well,
in.
Well, I was.
No, I meant waving me in.
Oh, for the fucking, for the mount?
But anyway, yeah. But how quickly it came back on, and I don't really even feel like I had changed my habits all that much. And then you see, you know, scrawny Joe over here. We had food at work the other day in the break room. They made hot dogs and brats and stuff. And I eat, you know, one hamburger and some chips and my soda. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back to work. I hate feeling full at work.
Yeah, me too.
See this kid sitting at the table next to me, scrawny little fucker. Two hamburgers, hot dog. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I could do that. Gets back up, two hamburgers, two brats.
Wow. Do I know this kid?
No, he's a newbie, but holy shit.
Well, you know what they say, like that Kobayashi, the guy who eats professionally.
Like 90 pounds in a sitting.
Yeah, because it's easier for skinnier people to eat more volume because their stomach has more room to expand because there's not all the other business going on there. It's just skin and muscle, and so it's very expansive. Whereas, like, if you carry some extra weight that sits on your stomach and it actually pushes your stomach down, makes it harder to eat.
Dude, if I ate that much, I would feel like that chick from Slither that burst in the barn.
See, I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, man.
And there's a hot chick in that movie, too. Is Elizabeth Banks in that?
Yes.
Yeah, does she get naked?
No.
No, she's one of those, isn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
That's like, well, I had 5 minutes in a movie once.
And I'm too good for this.
Yeah, and so she's going to be in this fucking Kevin Smith flick.
Yep.
And you're not going to see her titties.
Not at all.
You know, do you hear
that? You will see Seth Rogen's, though.
Titties?
Yeah.
Do you hear they're fighting right now? I heard on the last Smodcast, which is actually like two Smodcasts ago, because I wait and get it on iTunes instead of bogging down the servers at Quickstop, because I'm a fucking company man and I'm not gonna fuck up the Quickstop no matter what. I'm not gonna fuck up my little home away from home, baby. They're fighting NC-17.
Really?
Yeah, and it's Ooh. Touch and go right now. And that will be the fucking death knell for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That will be that will back them up against that wall, and that wall will be the straight to DVD wall.
That's not a good place to go.
No, if it goes NC-17, there's no way they're gonna get a cinematic release of that movie. No fucking way.
And yeah, they wouldn't even pull off one of those limited where they show it in like New York and that's it.
Because I think really it would be tough for him to make any money cinematically if he did that, for, you know, all the advertising and stuff they would need to do a limited release. And now, granted, this is me talking the shit terrible little bit I know about the actual money that goes behind films, but it just doesn't make sense to me to take an NC-17 film, which you can't market to a very large audience, and try to market it to cinemas that don't make a whole lot of money anyway.
Right.
I mean, if there's one thing that Kevin Smith has learned, he makes his money on DVD.
Yeah.
And he'll be the first to admit that too, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah. So then it's funny that we bring him up, because the way that I put on weight and take it off reminds me a lot of him.
Yeah.
Because if he buckles down, he loses a lot of weight.
And then the minute he changes even one bit of that.
Right. Right back on.
Yeah.
And he'll fluctuate like 80 pounds, which is a lot of fucking weight.
Mine came off, you know, it took me like 2 years probably of hard work. And so 2 years of hard work, and it came back on. I swear to God, it felt like it came back on in less than a year.
Yeah, I think mine did too.
That's scary.
Yeah, I mean.
And it can't, like, you know, here I tried to take my time and lose the weight slowly, because that's not good for you to just, you know.
Right.
But then I feel like it's got to be terrible for you to put it on that quickly.
Yeah, but it's so easy to put it on. And that's the difference. Like, being a fat ass is way easier than being in shape. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's true.
And much more enjoyable, to be honest with you.
It is.
that's the biggest problem for me is like...
Like you said, man, I get angry. I'm like a little kid that just wakes up in the morning. Like, you show me a picture of a dumbbell and I'm like throwing a fit. You show me a picture of a, you know, snow cone and I'm like, yay!
Well, you know, I still ride my bicycle to work. Dude. And that's pretty much the only exercise that I get. And I was all excited, you know, so I've been doing it for like 2 weeks. And so I had to drive one night because I had some other stuff, I had some other errands and stuff I had to run. So I get in the car and I'm like, oh, I better hit my tripometer and see how far I'm riding each day so I can kind of figure out the math. So I drive home and I'm like, oh yeah, it's got to be like 5 or 6 miles. 3 miles. 3 miles I ride my bicycle. That is fucking nothing.
And you
nothing.
Felt like,
yeah, that is nothing on a bicycle.
Yeah, we used to do like 10 times that.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Like that day me and you went, it was a short run because it started a thunderstorm, and that was, I think, 7 miles each way. Like, yeah. 6 or 7 miles each way.
And those were like our little quick...
Yeah.
Let's just get a workout in for the day.
Yeah, there was some
and now
days.
A workout for me is bending over to tie my shoes.
Exactly.
And then I'm
exactly.
winded when I get up.
Oh, it sucks. Well, shit. And, you know, there's a while when I was running literally 4 to 5 miles a day.
Yeah.
I wasn't enjoying it, but I was doing it,
right.
You know, and now I'm like, run? Fuck that.
Is someone chasing me? Because
yeah.
No.
And they better be chasing me with a knife, because if they're chasing me with a gun, I'm just going to stop, because those bullets can run faster than me anyway.
Did zombies learn to fly? Because I'm not running otherwise. You know what's funny? Zombies learning to fly. My nephew Matt was, we were talking about movies the other day and just ridiculous scenarios, and he comes up with this idea where he's like, all right, ridiculous zombie scenario. What do zombies always think about?
Brains.
Yes. So you could say that the brains is a zombie's happy thought.
Right.
You got a town full of infested zombies and Tinkerbell flies by.
Oh, fuck.
Exactly. Zombies can fly. We're fucked. This is a kind of ridiculous thing. So we sit down in the basement at family gatherings. Everyone's upstairs, you know, on and on over the new babies and the pictures.
Right.
And we're downstairs like, zombies could fly if Tinkerbell sprinkled them.
But could you imagine, like, if... Okay, think about it the other way. Zombie bites Tinkerbell.
Oh, fuck.
And makes Tinkerbell into a zombie, uh-huh. Right? Would you be able to stop giggling long enough to kill her? As she's flying towards you on these little tiny wings going... And you're like, quit it! And you just keep torquing her in the forehead.
Just bink, flicking her back about 10 bink, feet.
Bink.
Oh, that would be fun. And then we just, you know, you start talking about that, and then you make one Peter Pan reference, and then before you know it, we're talking about Rufio, and then everyone's saying, Bangarang.
Bangarang. Oh, you know, I don't know how I feel about that Hook movie.
Yeah.
I love Robin Williams.
Yeah.
But, so he stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back to the regular world and stays.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And becomes like an investment banker.
Right.
Right. When he could have stayed in Never Never Land, he was fucking smooth pimp, right? Granted, there weren't any girls, I don't think, in the... Because they were the Lost Boys, is that what they were called?
Yeah.
I think they were, weren't they?
And they were kind of a tribe.
Right. We'll get to that. So, and he was a pimp there, but he wasn't getting any ass. I mean, Tink would have fucked the shit out of him.
He might have been. We don't know what kind of hook he was.
Well, but... Jesus Christ. Tink made it openly obvious she wanted to fuck Peter Pan.
Yeah.
But she couldn't because the physiology didn't work.
Not
right?
at all.
I mean, she could have maybe made her arms into a big circle and maybe kind of flown up and down on his cock. But, I mean, that's not very romantic.
Not
okay.
Really.
So he leaves basically being the prince of Never Never Land because him and the Lost... were they the Lost Boys?
I think so. Someone correct us.
Yeah.
Let us know.
If we're wrong.
Yeah.
Because we can't...
It's one of those things now. It's going to bug us.
Well, and the shit thing is... I can't run anything else on this computer while I'm running the recording software, so I could get on the internet right now, except for I don't want to fuck up the software.
Yeah, let's not have any audio sync session
timeout
thing.
Okay, so we'll call them the Lost Boys, if
sure.
that's indeed what they are. And so he leaves basically being their prince or their king
mm-hmm.
to go live in the regular world, have to get a fucking job, right? A job as like a banker. And Wendy gets all fucking old and shit.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing that I don't understand. In the movie Hook, Wendy's old, right? Like, she's fucking ancient. But he has kids that are, like, 9 and 12.
Right.
Who did he have those kids with? Whoa, I don't know. Throw gurgle there. Was there a, I don't remember. Was there another, was there a woman? Did he have a wife other than Wendy? Because wasn't Wendy the whole reason that Peter Pan left Never Neverland?
Yeah, I don't remember that movie well enough.
I'm glad I brought it up.
Other than to make fun of. Well, and I love the fact that the last time I was on, we talked about Spider-Man 3, and you had a problem with the fact that we were talking like about a 2-year-old movie.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about a movie that I saw when I was. Well, not that.
No, young, but
you know,
that,
what, I'm, you know what I'm saying, though. All I remember is the Lost Boys, I think, and like the imaginary food. Ha ha! The fat guy remembers food, and
awesome.
It's the big alligator and Dustin Hoffman being afraid of it.
Yeah, that's when it was like he made it into a clock.
Yeah,
yeah, but there wasn't time in Never Neverland.
Maybe that's why he feared the clock.
Dun dun dun. So was Captain Hook someone that went away from Never Neverland and came back? Why did he age?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why was he a grown-up? Why wasn't he because a little kid with a hook hand would be
silly?
He
looked kind of like the Red Baron.
He looked kind of like a transvestite hooker.
He did look like that, too.
But
a transvestite what?
Hooker. No, I didn't that part. I didn't do that on purpose. I swear to God, I'm anti-pun.
Thank you.
That's Jesus.
Did we even get through the emails? Are there more?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
Because we so went off topic.
Yeah. Let's see. We had...
Not to mention we Antonio got all Bay. Biggest loser on him for a while.
The one thing I do need to mention is Rob. Rob, his kid, Isaiah.
Yeah.
Rob runs our MySpace page.
Yeah.
Okay. His kid, Isaiah, was building something out of toothpicks, and he got all pissed off at it. And so he slammed his hand down on toothpicks and drove a toothpick through his finger sideways.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. I guess he was a total fucking stud through the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. So Rob was telling me the story, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to give that kid a shout out on the show. And he's like, yeah, do that. He'd love that. And I'm like, cool, I'll do it. And if he ever hears it, you're a terrible father.
I was just going to ask, how old is he? Because yeah. Is he really going to let me hear that?
He's
oh,
five.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what
then,
do you mean by backsliding, Daddy?
Well, so then I tell him.
Ask your mother.
Oh. Well, so then I tell him.
Sorry.
Yeah, he apologized, bro. I tell him, and wait, speaking of being a bad parent, where the fuck were you when your kid was Jesus Christing himself on this fucking toothpick, all right? All right? You know, you're lucky your kid wasn't a vampire, because he'd be dead right now, yeah. Okay? So maybe you need to be a little more upright of a parent, and he didn't appreciate that. And I'm like, dude, I'm just fucking with you. I wanted to see how far
I'm
I can
push
it.
I just said sorry then.
Yeah, yeah, because he has access to ammunition and armaments. He could probably kill you from where he is in Okinawa. Okinawa. I love saying that. I love saying Okinawa. Because that's where...
It makes me think of Mr. Miyagi.
Yes! That's exactly where I was going with that. And like, Karate Kid 1, 2, or 3, Mr. Miyagi. Not the next Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi. Because as far as I'm concerned, the next Karate Kid might as well be called the Karate Kid that killed Pat Morita.
Oh, not the remake that they're talking about? Like, every other fucking movie in the world needs a remake now?
They're remaking The Karate Kid?
Who knows? Yeah.
Why?
Well, who knows? You read so much bullshit on the internet anymore, you don't know which ones. But I've read some god-awful ones that turned out to be true, so you can never really dismiss anything. But you don't want to put too much stock into it either.
No.
That would be awful.
Yeah.
As long as they put the same music in, I'm down.
I'm a man who will fight for your honor.
I always liked you the best around.
Because you're the best around. Nothing I can say will keep you down. Because you're the best around. Which was the theme song for the very first Misinformation.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Which has been subsequently removed from the Podbean site due to issues. But yeah. So yeah. They're, it's funny because there are several lost, especially to people who are becoming new listeners of Misinformation. There are several lost episodes of Misinformation. There's obviously a 1, 2, 3, and 4
mm-hmm.
because there's an episode 5.1, which was just basically the reissuing of that episode.
Right.
And so there's four episodes. I keep talking about them like they're comic books.
I know.
Right? It's really pissing me off.
Yes.
So there's the four episodes that were released before that one, plus there was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. So that's 11. There's actually 11 lost episodes right now.
Really?
Yeah, because 13, I think, is the newest, besides that 5.1, is incredibly interesting. Yes.
This is, we're just, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Talking about our personal, you know,
Now, it all comes back to the fact that I wasn't prepared to have a show today because I thought I was going to edit today.
Yeah.
Post that show, which it was poof, in the wind.
Yeah.
Living your life like misinformation in the wind.
Oh, my God.
What? You don't like Elton John?
No, you're making me sad.
Oh, sorry. Just because the song is about AIDS and death.
Yes. Not, you know?
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to be a downer. Yeah, so...
Beer.
Miller Lite. Yeah? Sponsor us. Yeah, so I think that covers all of our emails.
Okay.
Oh, I was supposed to also mention harrisfirearms.com, but it's bullshit that I was supposed to mention it because the site hasn't worked for like 6 months. But my buddy, who sells firearms, mm-hmm. was like, hey, you know, you got this... fucking radio show that's heard around the world, you know, give me a plug. And I'm like, oh, okay, great, Matt, let me do that for you. What's your website? He's like, well, it's harrisfirearms.com. I'm like, cool, I'll go ahead and mention it. And he's like, yeah, maybe I should get it back up then.
That would be good.
I'm like, you douchebag.
Nothing like advertising something you can't see.
Yeah, so at least I mentioned it because yeah. he still has a gun at his house that he refurbished for me that I really need to get back. So at least this way I held up my end of the bar.
Excellent,
so yeah,
sir.
So
excellent.
We've okay. I think we've mentioned all the people that you were supposed to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the one thing that I want to do. If this is going to be an interactive show, I want to keep my word. So if I missed anybody, I'm an asshole. But I think that's pretty much everybody. I'm not, you know, Rob emails me all the time, so he doesn't count. Well, it's just business stuff about the MySpace
yeah.
page and shit. Misinformation. My Last Comic Standing is over now.
Yeah.
We don't have the results yet. The results show us this Thursday. Hopefully Marcus won. Cross our fingers. Hopefully Eliza Schlesinger dug herself a very, very shallow grave somewhere where coyotes can dig her up. I'm just saying. I don't like her attitude. I think she's smarmy.
Ah.
That's the word I'm going for, smarmy.
Smarmy. She's been labeled.
Smarmy. Tight body. Smarmy attitude. That's what I say about that. All right. So, yeah. Got a present when I came home tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, I came downstairs to check my email before you got here.
Uh-huh.
What's sitting on my little computer desk thing there?
What you got?
Lost Boys the Tribe.
Oh, my goodness.
Hot shit, Carl.
Yeah.
I made my night.
Damn, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm anxious.
Shit, neither have I.
Yeah.
But the Corey's in it.
Yeah.
And before the Irish get all freaked
yeah,
out.
Yeah, not that Corey.
Not that Corey. No. Corey Feldman.
Yeah, and Haim.
He has, like, an appearance.
Yeah.
But is it as his character from the first movie, or is it completely, like, just a cameo?
I honestly don't know, but I'm guessing it must be his character from the original, because apparently this movie did well.
That's what I've heard.
And they're talking about doing a third one already, and it's going to be, like, a full-on Corey's reunion.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I read.
That's a disaster waiting to fucking happen.
Yeah.
And here's why. Have you been watching the two Corys?
I have.
Who would have ever thought that Haim would be the fucked up one?
Yeah, you got, you know, License to Drive, you know, fluffy-haired Haim, and then you got I'm Dressing Like Michael Jackson Feldman.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And Haim always kind of seemed like the, I don't want to do it, I get in trouble guy, yep. You know. And then now you got Feldman, who's got a smoking hot wife,
mm-hmm.
right, who can kind of be a bitch, I won't lie. But smoking hot girls have a tendency to do that. And he's got a smoking hot wife, he's got his shit together, he's got a house. I don't really know what he's doing for money right now.
Yeah, I've...
I mean, he sued his parents when he was, like, 15 to become... What's that word for that? Begins with an A.
Oh, God. You just...
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, I totally know, but...
He sued to be...
Emancipated.
Yes, that's not an A.
So
he's sued to be a free black man.
Yes.
What? What happened there? So, yeah, he became emancipated, and he became an adult. Effectively,
you can tell when he's running out of money, because then you get like the Surreal Life, and then
yeah.
you get like the celebrity boxing. I don't know if he did that. I'm just saying
know, yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
You know, he makes the movie channel play Ninja Turtles so he can get his check for $250 for voicing one of them.
Donatello. Like
yeah,
the
I know which
voiced.
One it
okay.
was. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
You got to get that $2 check.
Bossa Nova.
Right.
Chevy Nova? That's a great fucking film.
It was.
Talk about jumping the shark on the second and third one, though.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll forgive the second one, but don't give me another Turtles in Time. Fuck that movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing good about that movie, you know, except for that Casey Jones.
There were plenty of bad things about the second one too, but I still really enjoyed it. I still remember, other than the Vanilla Ice.
Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Which I'm not gonna lie, and I'm cringing as I had the soundtrack
of the whole of
the movie.
Nice.
The first two, actually.
Well, you know, the first one had D-U-R-D-L-E
Power.
D-U-R-D-L-E
Power.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. And the half shell that the heroes fall in this day and age. We could ask for more. We need heroes like the Lone Ranger when Tano came Prano, when there's danger.
Okay, so I was ashamed to admit I had it, but you fucking remember that shit. Yeah. Like you were just listening to it before I got here.
Yeah, I actually have it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, so the big on that one was MC Hammer. So then in the second
that,
one.
No, that wasn't MC Hammer. That was a band called.
No, like, he was on the first soundtrack, though.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I was going to say, it's a band called like Crime Time or something like that.
I think his song was This Is What We Do.
This is how we do it.
No.
No, that's Motown Philly. That's right. That's Boyz II Men, isn't
somebody,
it?
Somebody, it's yeah, one yeah. of those. They all sound alike.
Fucking. Put April O'Neil on the case. Better hurry up. There's no time to waste. We need here. Quick on the double. Something city's in trouble.
Yeah, don't do it. But yeah, I enjoyed that movie. I liked a lot of the little moments in that. I just liked the, you know, it's real quiet, a little too quiet. Hey, it's Raph. Yeah, a little too Raph.
I love being a turtle.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like about the Turtle Power song though? When they go through the turtles, they say something along the lines of. And we're missing one.
Yeah.
That's Raphael. He's the leader of the group. Transform from a turtle to the nuclear goop or whatever. Raphael was not the leader of the turtles. Wasn't.
And they didn't even. Yeah, they just let the. We'll just put that on there.
Did they watch the movie?
No.
No.
And the people didn't even listen to what they're putting on the soundtrack. Yeah. They're like, it says turtle, put it on.
And it's like, okay, first of all, Leonardo is the head turtle, okay? Mm-hmm. And barely the leader. Splinter is the leader. But by far, you know, I used to have a theory.
What's that?
That the Ninja Turtles and the New Kids on the Block were the same people.
Oh my.
Yeah, because you never saw them in the same place at the same time. And then remember when the Ninja Turtles had that touring rock band for a while?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, yeah. See? Prove it.
Wow.
Prove it. And speaking of New Kids on the Block, Donnie Wahlberg should be ashamed of himself. You know they got back together, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they have this fucking song about being pederasts. Have you heard the song?
I've tried to avoid all
they're talking about
kid.
Like summertime and girls with their midriffs bared and all this
I
stuff.
I have heard it. Yeah.
These are like 40-year-old fucking men. Uh-huh. All right? Okay, I believe Sixth Sense was Oscar nominated, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Best picture, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Donnie Wahlberg's been in an Oscar nominated movie.
And then he goes
and
to
he
this.
Reunites with the fucking New Kids on the Block and sings a song about being a fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
You know what, Donnie? Jordan Knight, okay. Danny and Jordan, Danny, Joey McIntyre, and Jonathan. I expect this shit from you guys. Okay, you got nowhere to go but up from where you're at right now. But goddamn it, Donnie Wahlberg,
we expect more of you.
If you needed money, just call Marky Mark. Okay, don't defile your fucking legacy. All right, with something like this. Do you agree?
I do agree. You should call on Marky Mark. He did well. He was in The Departed. I think he gets work.
And even the fucking Funky Bunch wouldn't sink to this level.
No, they wouldn't.
I mean, Jesus Christ, Donnie. You're fucking better than this. That's all I have to say about that.
Enough of the Wahlberg.
Yeah, if you heard a little click there, it's because we had a little technical difficulty. This fucking software sucks.
I'm cursed.
You know, I tell you, Cubase, if you're listening out there, maybe you should send us a little something that doesn't go out of sync every 5 minutes. Which it didn't do. It went like 43 minutes. So it's not too bad, but I'm supposed to be getting a totally legal copy of Cool Edit here shortly.
Excellent.
Because there's some shit in the works, kids.
I love totally legal copies.
Well, yeah. A little bit of announcement. I think I'm going to be getting an on-air gig at a radio station in town here.
Do tell.
Yeah, 7 to midnights.
Excellent.
Yeah, it should be all right. Won't be using my name. Going to be using a different name.
What's it going to be?
I don't know yet. Oh, you know what we should do?
Huh? Submit?
Yes, submit what Zach's radio name should be.
Yes.
And let me give you some criteria, okay? What I'm looking for is I'm looking for, like, a nerd name. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what my first inclination was, and it would have worked out a lot better if Spider-Man 3 wouldn't have come out and, like,
introduced it. I know where you're going with it.
Eddie Brock.
Yeah, like classic rock with Eddie Brock or something like that.
Wouldn't that be perfect?
That would be.
And, you know, people wouldn't necessarily know, but now people are going to know because they saw that shit movie. Mm-hmm. And
Right.
So, basically, that's what my criteria are. I kind of want it to be a nerd, but I don't want to be, like, a slap-in-the-face nerd reference. Like, Luke Skywalker. You know, I mean, you know, come on, do a little better than that. But yeah, I would like to have something that's very nerd-esque and is kind of like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to my nerdness, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so send in your submissions, okay, your submissions, and I would like to have them, we'll need to have them a little sooner than the, I think we made a September 1st deadline for the logo contest. For the radio name, it's going to have to be in the next 2 weeks. Okay, so by August...
Do like the 21st.
21st of August?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd probably be good. I mean, but it'll really suck if I have to go on air before then. let's do August 14th.
As soon as possible would also be good.
Let's do August 14th. That gives them 10 days.
Sure.
Well, 10 days from now. I don't know when I'm going to post this. Hopefully in the next couple days. So to give them a week.
Sure.
All right, just email them to misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com or post them in the forums. On the misinformation forum at quickstopentertainment.com. And the misinformation forum is under the podcast heading. So you click on podcasts and then go in there and you'll find misinformation. Or you can post them as a comment on at http://misinformation.podbean.com. It's easier just
to
email
them.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to just email them to misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
It was a good week last week.
And why was that?
A fucking great week of television, baby.
You better cue some Jaws music.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I better hear it.
Oh, I wonder if I can find that.
I bet you can get it.
I'll see if I can find it somewhere. Yeah. If you're hearing the Jaws music right now, then I found it.
Otherwise, get someone with a cello. It can't be that hard.
Yeah. How about that Jim Taveray guy from Last Comic Standing? Yeah, the big fucking bass. That's good shit. Yeah, so what do you think of it? You watch it?
I haven't got a chance to watch it as much as I usually like to. I usually get pretty excited for Shark Week, but just everything that's going on with me right now.
Yeah, because you lost your house in the flood.
Yeah.
Rental, but you still lost your house and a lot of stuff. I the people at Quick Stop, man, they fell for you. Because we're a bunch of nerds there, man.
Yeah.
Like, and the neat collectibles
you
and shit
tie together.
That
you lost. Yeah. No, I just... Thankfully, I did not keep any of my valuable collectibles in the basement because that, I mean, I had time to get other things out from the upper level, but I didn't lose. I didn't lose the signed copy of Spawn. I didn't lose any of my Spawn number one. I didn't lose any of my cool little knickknacks and collectibles, but we lost a lot of other shit.
Right.
Appliances got ruined. And
were those your appliances? Or
they were mine.
Really?
And we'd only lived there for like 7 months because we got to...
displaced
from our last dwelling.
Right.
I think Zach knows a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Because the landlord decided to sell the house to his son and kick us out in December.
Right.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So anyway, we're like, this sucks. We have a lot of shit. I don't want to have to pack this much ever again. Anything we haven't used in the last year or two, let's leave it in boxes. And guess where we put it?
In the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soaked with poo water.
Yeah, it sucks, dude.
We just had to throw so much. I still don't even really know what we lost.
You did have some collectibles down there, don't you?
I did have some. A lot of my Buffy figures were down there.
Oh.
But they were ones that were either not that valuable or that, oddly enough, for whatever reason, I had two of.
Oh, okay.
So, and some of them were already up in my display case. Yes, yes, nerd. Like,
but
that.
Yeah, but the way you do it is pretty fucking classy because you don't even notice what's in there at first because it's a china hutch.
Yeah.
It's a lit china hutch. And you walk by it five or six times before you even realize that it's fucking Buffy collectible figures in there.
Did I tell you that the fiance got me a steak from Buffy, a prop.
What the
and
fuck?
It's in like a wooden collector's case with like a metal plaque that says Slayer's stake, and then when you open the case, the, you know, once in every generation a Slayer, that whole little thing is on the inside of the case.
Now, was this actually used in the show?
I don't think so. I think it's just a, you know, mass-produced prop. But hey,
what a fucking gift, dude.
I mean, yes, it was, and there's
dude. Regardless, that's a hell of that's your woman knowing you to get you a gift like that.
So the case has gone up in coolness now because that piece is in there. Pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, I lost some of the figures. Well, I'm just going to open them now, and they'll be displayed, like, on their little bases instead of in packages.
Oh, so they're
still salvageable. I dug for those. I was like, this is poo water. Yeah. I already got a tetanus shot. I'm saving some stuff.
Yeah.
So I dug for that stuff.
So it just basically damaged the packaging. So so as far as to other collectors, it's not worth anything. But you,
to me, I still could display them.
Right. Well, that's not too bad.
But none of my rare ones are really cool ones got wrecked, and I had some other stuff too. My brother Mike had gotten me a statue of the Crow.
Oh, right.
Like the comic version one, the signed by Jay O'Barr.
Funny story about that.
Go for it.
The guy who created the Crow actually penned my buddy's tattoo of the Crow.
Really?
Like designed it for him, gave it to him. He's got pictures of him with him. Neat shit, man.
Really?
Like, yeah, this guy's a big Crow freak, and he got to meet him out in Colorado or LA.
Yeah, my brother, just from being, you know, trying to make it in the comic book world for so long, always going to conventions, always meeting all these people. I've gotten a lot of cool shit over the years just from him getting it from them, just while they're sitting there shooting the shit and talking. And he just collects the stuff, and he gives it to me because he figures, oh, I get to talk to these guys. I know these guys. You know, when they're in town, I get to go sit and have a beer with them and BS.
Right.
So that's good enough for me. Here, Eric, have the shit. And I'm like, yes, you will give me the collectibles.
I'm glad that you're a real family member and not one of those poser family members that's like, no, this is mine, but you can come look at it.
Exactly.
Like so, I do with my signed Devin Hester jersey.
Yeah. So he's always got cool stories about that stuff, and he always gives me cool little souvenirs, or like on my birthday, like he'll usually come up with something pretty cool to give me.
That's
like
cool that. See, and that to me, those are the best gifts, or gifts that, like, and Jenny's really good at that
someone knows that's your thing,
and that's what you would like. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's something you'd never buy for yourself.
Yeah,
like this Devin Hester jersey, man, what a fluke. When I came down for my birthday and saw it hanging down here, I mean, I finally got this basement pimped out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nerd basement now, baby. Look at that.
It is.
It's fucking tight.
It's awesome.
Which is where I like to watch Shark Week, which gets us back on topic.
Sorry,
a little bit. No, it's fine. It's fine. No, dude.
No structure.
Dude, well, and that's good.
That's true.
Good, though, because that's a real conversation.
So,
we're not fucking
Shark
faking
Week,
it.
Go.
Yeah, so the thing that I don't like about Shark Week, I love me some fucking Shark Week, but I hate the fucking experts.
Yeah.
Because they're always like, well, if a shark ever bites you, it's a mistake. No?
I'm already ready to go off topic. You're talking about Shark Week, and I know you hate this movie. I know you do. And I
Deep
hate
Blue
it.
Sea?
No, and I hate it as much as you. But I think about this one clip every time anyone says shark now. Fucking Strange Wilderness.
Oh,
was
fuck that
not
movie.
The biggest flaming piece of shit ever?
You know,
I barely finished watching it.
We can... Hey, you want to come back next week?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll talk about Shark Week next week. Now I want to talk about Strange Wilderness. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie and its hairy, wrinkled, pimple-covered fucking ass. And here's why. That movie had a lot of fucking potential. It had a lot of good people in that movie. The writing was shit-ball terrible.
It was, man. I was so excited for that movie. Like, I haven't been a member of Netflix for very long, but when I was, it was one of the first movies I picked because I was like, oh, this has got to be great. Steve Zahn's in it. You know, there's so many good, funny people in it.
Yeah.
Poop.
Yeah. Terrible. Like if poop were to take a poop and then eat that poop, which is made up of poop because poop is indeed poop.
Yeah.
Eat that poop, shit that poop back out, and then eat that poop again, and then take another poop, eat that poop, and then puke up what it just ate. That would be that movie.
And also at some point use it to fill a condom and then fuck yourself with it.
Yeah, fuck itself.
Fuck yourself with it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's how they came up with the Alaskan pot. This movie is so terrible, I am going to poop in this condom and I'm going to give it to myself.
You know, and that's the worst. Like, didn't you feel like the movie was so incredibly disjointed and that nothing happened?
Yeah.
Like, I've never watched a movie before where I thought that every scene was expendable.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I just kept waiting. I thought for sure there was going to be some moment where finally the movie picked up.
Right.
And everything from that point on connected, but it never came.
And at any point, did you feel like you wanted these characters to succeed?
No, I didn't.
I wanted them to fail fucking miserably.
I wanted Bigfoot to shoot them.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm not even going to spoiler warn anything because I don't
encourage... We're doing you a favor.
Yeah, I don't encourage anyone to watch this film.
No.
When they kill Bigfoot, the whole fucking point of the movie is for them to search for Bigfoot, okay? All right? They get there, they sneak up on him, and then they shoot him dead, okay? Yeah. Which was kind of funny. Like, I almost laughed.
I don't, yeah.
Except for they fired rounds into him for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like...
And that was clearly somebody's idea of funny.
Yeah.
Like, they thought that was going to be...
But the problem, you know, and then at the end, okay, their big solution, their big reveal at the end was, okay, you know, shark attacks are funny. So we're going to do a documentary about a shark attack. And they get the shark to jump out of the water so they can puke in its mouth.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
No, it's not.
It would have been even funnier and not really all that funny if the shark would have jumped out of the water and he would have fucking just punched it in the eye.
Yeah.
That, still not funny, would have made this, like, would have been hilarious in comparison. And so the fucking character that's in all those Happy Madison flicks gets his arm bit off. And this was a fucking Happy Madison movie, yeah, for Christ's sake.
I expected more.
Like, it,
I didn't expect it to be, you know, oops, cinematic gold.
Yeah.
But I expected it to be worth my, you know...
It really should have went direct to video. You know, and I have Grandma's Boy. Have you seen that?
No, everybody keeps telling me to, and now meh. I'm not so sure.
Meh.
But,
you know, it's funny, and I tell you, this movie makes Grandma's Boy look like a fucking Oscar-caliber movie in comparison.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I hate is I get excited for these movies, so then I get Laura excited to see them. So then we're watching this movie, and 3 minutes in, she looks like she wants to go get a knife and stab me through the eye.
Well, we were laying down here watching it when we were really excited because we're like, hey, let's have a movie night. We haven't done that in a while. So we start watching that, and eventually I'm like, you know, this movie... is terrible. It's the closest, and I have this thing where I have to watch a movie all the way through once I start watching it. And I was very close. The only movie I've ever shut off, or well, actually, I walked out of it as in the theater, was Tin Cup. And in retrospect, I don't know why I did that because I think it was actually quite a good movie. Yeah. But I think there were unfulfilled promises of me getting laid if we left, and I don't think it ever happened. You know who you are. It was in high school, so it could only have been one person.
Oh, God.
So, in retrospect, I'd like to go back and watch that movie because I think it was actually quite good. But, no, I wanted to shut this movie off, but I couldn't bring myself to do it as a watcher of films. Yeah, I had to finish
that's it. My problem, too, and Laura always gets pissed with me. And I'm the same way with TV shows or, like, movies that just happen to come on TV. It could be the most god-awful piece of shit, but if I've started it... I'm going to finish it.
Yep.
And a lot of times I wish I hadn't, but right. I have to do it. And she gets so mad at me.
Well, and you know, we did have some good movie watching that. I watched 21.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's good. Really? It's not great. It's no Rounders, but it's a good flick. And we are totally run out of time, so we can't really even get into it. But I love Kevin Spacey. And poor Corey got raped by him, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Too bad, but I like the guy. He's really good in this fucking movie.
Really?
I think if the movie would have been a little darker maybe in nature, it could have been possibly an Academy Award nomination.
Wow.
He wouldn't have won, but it was his character is neat. I like his character a lot. And it allows him to be funny too, which I think he does better if he's given a little material where it's dramatic and with comedy. But I also the movie I'm really looking forward to seeing that I also bought is The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward, John Ford.
You'll have to let me know how that one is.
I bought that, and I also picked up 310 to Yuma, which I still haven't seen.
I haven't seen that either.
I've heard good things, but, you know, again, another remake, so.
Yeah.
But the Assassination of Jesse James, I'm really looking forward to, but it's a very long movie. We didn't have time to watch it that night, so. But I like Westerns.
I think, what are the last few? I watched Munich finally.
Which, that's a Spielberg film, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's pretty good. I thought it was going to be a little more, I thought it'd be a little different than it was, but I enjoyed it. And I watched Into the Wild.
Good flick.
Awesome. I love that.
Matter of fact, we should end on talking about this film because it left me with a very good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Based on a book by John Krakauer.
Yeah.
Did you read the book?
I never finished the book, but now that I've seen the movie, I really want to finish reading the book because I remember just from the parts of the book that I read
right.
that it's a very good representation of what the book was.
Very close to the book, yeah. There's a couple things they did with it's not a spoiler saying that he dies, because they pretty much in the book they tell you at the very beginning, because it's a true story.
Yeah.
But that how he dies, they fudge it a little bit. I mean, but it doesn't take anything from or give anything to the story. It's kind of like a what if or a maybe it. Kind
of
deal.
It's one of those movies that even though the ending of it is sad, it's a sad thing that happens. Like, the movie leaves you feeling happy. Like, I was in a good mood after I watched that movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, you still feel bad. I guess I'll leave it to you to make you, the listener, to make your own decision about who this kid was and whether he made the right decision or not. But you do start thinking about, McCandles, what's his first name? I can't remember his first name.
So was it J?
Was it Jonathan? James or something like that?
I think it was John.
Might have been Jonathan McCandles. Supertramp, baby.
Yeah, Supertramp. That's all I know.
Yeah, real quick, if you're not familiar with the movie, basically what he does is he comes from an affluent family. His dad works for NASA. Mm-hmm. He decides he's going to go off into the wilderness. It's his dream. So he leaves in his car, ends up having to abandon his car, burns all of his money, and lives as a tramp or a vagabond, and works his way to Alaska to go into the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the extremely abbreviated version. It's a good fucking film. Watch it. Sean Penn is our next great filmmaker.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about
very,
that.
Very, very, very nice.
So you come back next week?
Yes.
All right, anything you want to leave the people with?
Alaskan Pipeline.
Well, it comes back to Alaska.
That really, the two things I think about the most are that and the backsliding.
They have.
Wow. Every day at work.
Poor Blanny.
I know. Jeez. But seriously, submit ideas for Zach's radio name, because I'm very curious to see what we get out of that. And only, I'll dig through.
And only serious stuff. I know, like, Bytor and some of those guys are going to want to fucking...
Yeah.
Nail me with some funnies, you know.
No Dirk Diggler, no Brock Landers.
Yeah, no Chrome Domius Maximus, none of that shit. Like, actual legitimate things.
No Wicket.
No, yeah. Well, maybe.
Wicket the ticket. I don't know what you do. We'll find something.
Maybe I'd just be one of those one name guys.
Yeah,
Wicket.
Yeah. You could have a weird logo that is your name sometime.
Still, he walks off.
Yeah.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, and I can say that now because there's more than one lady that listens to the show. I think we're up to three now.
Yes.
I mean, actually, four, maybe. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Misinformation. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
I love you. DLE
Power.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. I'm half shell that the heroes for when this day and age we could ask for more. We need heroes like the Lone Ranger when Tano came Prano, when there's danger.
Okay, so I was ashamed to admit I had it, but you fucking remember that shit. Yeah. Like, you were just listening to it before I got here.
Yeah, I actually have it.